Are there many accidents around here when people go hunting?
No, we haven't had right in this part of the wood. We haven't. Well, one nigger got shot in the leg over there. It was a hauling putwood.
Yes, sir.
But some of them said the boy shot him on purpose, but I think the gun went off. I don't think he shot him on purpose.
Hmm.
And I had one boy that got killed down Low Fairview Alpha down there last year. He was kin to me, and one of the boys got shot and killed, and then as right back down here on Black Lake, there's a fella shot his boy, but he didn't kill him. One buckshot.
Yes, sir.
You know, them buckshot will scatter all over a place big as into this house.
Yes, sir.
Very far out there. Lots of people think that one of them high-powered rifles is more dangerous than a shotgun. But they ain't. That shotgun buckshot's more dangerous than a 22 and a high-powered rifle. Now that boy was sitting on a couch across the lake from that boy that killed him, and the boy wasn't even shooting towards him. They said they didn't see how that bullet ricocheted like that and killed that boy, but it did.
That's strange.
Yeah, it killed him. He didn't go nowhere. It killed him dead.
Hmm. What kind of gun did you like to hunt with?
Well, I used a 30-06 whenever I was hunting, most of the time. Whenever the boys was with me, they'd want to use the rifle, so I'd use a shotgun. I got to where I'd carry a shotgun and carry some squirrel shot. I had some dogs and tree squirrels too, you know.
Yes, sir.
They'd fuss at me about carrying the squirrel shot and shooting them squirrels, but and the dogs would tree them. Well, I wouldn't have hindered them from running a deer. I'd just shoot a squirrel.
Might as well.
Yeah. I just wanted doing the walking.
Right.
But them old dogs I had 26 at one time.
26? Damn. How'd you take care of all of them?
Well, my wife was working too, and we just fed them. Back then, you could buy a feed a whole lot cheaper than you can now. I could buy it back then for $5 and something $100. I'd go to Marthaville, you know, and get maybe £1,000 at a time.
Yes.
Bring it home, and I'd buy it for myself and some more of the hunters around.
Yes.
And I'd buy it for a little old $5 and $100.
Mm.
But it's $15 now for 50 pound, I think, around $15.
Mm. Good.
For 50 pound, that high protein feed.
Wouldn't all those dogs make a lot of racket?
Oh yeah, but that's what I liked.
Oh.
Was that racket? That's what I went for, to hear the dogs running. That's so I liked it. My daddy and my brother used to fox hunt a whole lot. They didn't want me to go fox hunting with them, but I didn't care about fox hunting much. Out too much at night. I loved to go in daytime, hear the dogs running.